And if you came from San Antonio, you notice that Broken Axe Range, right on the other side of Castroville, about 20 miles from here, that's Santa Cruz Range. And right next to the road, they have, in small lots, a lot of bulls of the Santa Cruz breed. In fact, Russia came over, that's about 8 years ago now, I guess, and bought quite a few of those and took them to Russia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now, they were just strictly trying them out.
Right.
Of course, that depends on what part of Russia they took them to. I see that Brahma is a hot climate animal. And, of course, the Durham, which is from a European country, is more or less a temperate climate animal. So I guess it depends a lot where the Russians put them.
Right. Since you work a ranch, I wanted to ask you, do ranchers still brand their animals?
Oh, yeah. More, not all of them. It's not near as it used to be. But we brand them, still with a iron, branding iron. Some of them have electric branding irons now. I use a liquid fluid because it's the easiest way out. It's not the nicest brand, but it's the easiest way out. Of course, I have a little clipper to clip the hair off pretty soon. That's to convenience sake.
Right.
And then I have a little piece of board about this long. I have a brand, and most people try to get a brand that is made up more or less of straight lines as much as possible, and no circles and all this. Some of them brand a circle. Well, if that circle is a little bit small and your branding iron is too hot, you'll have a big blotch there later on. So a straight line is always the easiest brand, and I have cross itch. And my brother, I recorded his and my brand at the same time. I gave his name is Harry, so I give him Itch Cross, see?
I see.
And it's all straight lines. And I use a little piece of board about that long and dip it in the branding fluid and just stamp the brand on their hip. Of course, that depends on too. Any number can use the same brand, but be a different part of the body. I have mine on the left hip.
Oh, I see. Where did you mention registering the brand? Where is that done?
In the courthouse.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And my kids, I have a boy and a girl, because they're married, have their own family. But they don't have any cattle. But I have a brand piece. And my daughter has my sister's brand that is in California now, which is IX. My daddy had XJ, and my boy has his brand, XJ. And I also recorded in his name my grandfather's brand, ST, just like in scent, you know, the abbreviation of scent,
right.
ST. Keep it in the family, more or less.
Right. That's kind of a copyright of brands or something like that.
Yeah.
How much ranching goes on in this area? Pretty good bit.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of ranching. I wouldn't know just estimate how much.
Mostly
in
ranching.
Percentage. In a percentage basis, but Medina County, north, from here north, that's primarily ranching. And then, of course, you have a lot of the south and the western part, and southwest part is ranching.
I see.
Your farming is primarily through the center of it, along Highway 90, certain distance spread. Of course, we're getting more now, further.
Are any of the ranches of any size, or most of them just moderate size?
Well, originally we had some big ranches.